You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Cricket is one of many games in the club ball sphere.
Yes.
The cricket historian Harry Oltham identified three groups of club ball games. The hockey group, in which the ball is driven to and fro between two targets.
Mm-hmm.
The golf group, in which the ball is driven towards an undefended target.
Fair enough.
And the cricket group, where the ball is aimed at a mark and driven away from it.
You know, I was just thinking, how much better would golf be if there was like a goalie that, like anytime you're about to get in, he just sort of kicks it away?
Yeah. Mini golf does that.
Yeah. See, mini golf's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, man, why don't they still use like hockey sticks?
No way. They start off with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And then they went to sort of an oar, like I was going to say.
It's like half a club, like a throwing club. Or
and at some point, it became a baseball bat sort of in the middle.
Stupid cricket.
In 1611, ecclesiastical court records at Sydenham in Sussex state that two parishioners failed to attend church on Easter Sunday because they were playing cricket.
Oh, how appropriate.
They were fined 12 pence each in order to do penance. This is the earliest mention of adult participation in cricket.
Is it just me or was cricket a little bogus before 1744 where you could hit the ball multiple times? Like, technically that's like golf or hockey or something. Like... Those people were not playing cricket if they were running around with a fucking, you know, hockey stick, kicking a ball down a field. Technically, that's hockey.
So this is what happened to poor Jasper Vindel, who was struck on the head by the batsman who was trying to hit the ball a second time to avoid being caught.
Oh, dude, so you play squash with a hockey stick running around pretending you're playing cricket?
Yes. Gambling on the sport became a problem significant enough for Parliament to pass the 1664 Gambling Act, limiting stakes to £100. You know, at the time, £100 would have been a colossal sum exceeding the annual income of 99% of the population.
Well,
some law.
Gentlemen's
but game. Yeah, but they passed a law saying that you can't, you know, bet more than $1 billion at a time.
Hey, man, you don't want to put too low a cap on it.
See, the white balls are mainly used in limited overs cricket, while the red ones are used in test cricket and first-class cricket and some other forms of cricket.
Oh, hey, just totally before you read anything, I just want to test your knowledge here. What the hell is the difference between the one where they play for, like, you know, 2 weeks for a single game or the one where they play for, like, one day? Like, what...
When do you get
well,
out?
One's the one that goes for one day, and one's the one that goes for like...
Yeah, but you know how there's, like, the guy that, like, scores, like, you know, 100 fucking runs and shit?
Because he only gets out when he gets out.
Presumably it can only happen in the two-week one, right?
I guess so.
Because, like, in the one-day one, do you get... Like, you must get limited overs, otherwise...
Is that what happens?
There's one guy that bats.
Or is there just a guy that bats?
Yeah, you just put your best batter first.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's it.
Cricket is a game that owns much of its unique appeal... to the fact that it should be played not only within its laws, but also within the spirit of the game.
Oh, that's why it was so terrible to stick sticky.
Yeah, Gentleman Joe should win.
Spirit of the game, of course, is a concept that is unique to cricket.
Yes.
The umpires are required to intervene if the players are wasting time.
Because they just stand around doing
shouldn't
nothing.
Shouldn't that be the whole, like, from the start of the game? What are you guys doing? Stop wasting your time, go play a different sport.
I can't believe they actually have to, like, pass some umpire rule where the guy's like, hurry up and fucking play. We want to go home. Like,
you know, if you
that
take
usually doesn't
enough,
happen.
I assume.
And then, like, you win because it was a one-day match and only one guy batted and it took him, like, a whole
day. I assume that's, like, the only way that cricket games actually end.
Yeah. Everybody's like, alright, that guy is one.
I assume, like, if there's no lights, it's just like, let's leave, I can't see anymore.
I assume that the games just kind of peter out, like, they never really end. It's just when the crowd sort of leaves, like, you know, if there's under 100 people in attendance, they declare that that's when the game finishes.
You ran out of meat pies to sell them.
Two teams play a 4-innings match which may last up to 5 days or longer. It's generally considered the most complete examination of teams' playing ability and endurance.
Okay, this is the test cricket. This is the long one.
Yeah. The name test stems from the long, grueling match being both mentally and physically testing.
And it tests my patience.
I never knew that's what
it was. Yeah, I didn't realize that was... I
thought test cricket was the crappy short one because it just sort of, you know, tested out the, you know, cricket pitch for like 10 minutes.
Pop quiz. Like, yeah, test. Yeah. Yo. No, it's like, this is making me testy.
One of the sports for the longest playing time, although sailing, yachting, and rowing are sometimes longer. I like the, you know, actual, like, long distance, like...
You know, balloon, like, circumnavigating the globe can last more than a cricket match.
But, you know.
But check it out. Cricket lasts so long. Cricket, therefore, has special rules about intervals for lunch, tea, and drinks.
Yes, everyone need afternoon tea.
Ooh, the dinners must last no longer than 40 minutes, with teas lasting no longer than 20 minutes.
Drink, drink intervals are agreed at the start of each day, but are not taken during the last hour of the match.
Ah, you've had enough tea, you're about to have tea soon.
In one-day games, the teams may agree to take the interval for tea between innings rather than have a separate interval.
Oh, yeah.
Also, teams and the umpires sometimes agree to have other intervals.
Yeah. Like just scratching your balls intervals, you know. Looking at the sky intervals.
Test match cricket is international cricket played over three or more days. In the past, some tests were timeless. That is, they were scheduled to be played to their conclusion, regardless of how long that took.
Not the kind of timeless, you know, grace and beauty of some, like, starlets.
The longest test on record was between South Africa and England. The game started on 3rd March, and play continued on the 4th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 13th, and 14th. Play was scheduled for the 11th, but was impossible due to rain, giving 9 days of actual play. By the evening of the 14th of March, England were 316 and 654 to 5, chasing South Africa's 530 and 481, blah blah, blah, needing 42 more runs for victory. But England needed to leave Durban the following day to catch their boat home, so a draw was agreed.
Sorry, this match has lasted so long, I need to go now.
Like, there's not going to be another boat for like 3 months. I have to get out of here now. I can't spend one more day.
They should bring these back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, there should permanently be just a cricket game at the MCG, and then it just stops for like concerts or footy games or something.
They didn't do that already?
Although the format should guarantee a result, it was ultimately abandoned as it was impossible to predict with any certainty when a match would be finished, making scheduling and commercial aspects difficult. Until World War II, all tests in Australia were timeless. Only two of these matches were drawn when the matches had to be left unfinished owing to shipping schedules.
So this actually happens.
Yeah, it's happened
multiple times.
Pitches were left uncovered during matches, and in the Australian climate, the well-watered, prepared pitches would dry out and crack and crumble as the match progressed, making batting more difficult by the fourth or fifth day.
Yes, also more boring.
Like, if you're at the point, like, if you're at the point where the sport is so long, the actual facility is crumbling.
Just a minute, the match is so long that the actual, like, the ground decays.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's...
Yeah, like,
it's like now due to the heat death of the universe, it's going to be abandoned at some. This needs to come into a Douglas Adams story. Like, yeah, really.
The players die of old age.
Yeah,
they've also been outside for so long that they're like, you know, get Neil, because sometimes it's 40 degrees and they're playing and like, you know,
they get like skin cancer and die because they're in the sun.
Yeah, it's enough time to die of cancer.
And here we are at the G, and it looks like another match has had to be cancelled due to the unending growth of entropy in the system.
That's pretty much it.
I wonder how the hell you actually finish a fucking game.
The umpire declares it too boring, or the fucking actual earth decays below your feet.
Yes.
Dude.
Like volcanoes, hurricanes, any sort of natural disaster. Half of them, it's just gentlemanly enough that they concede that, okay, conceivably we need to get our boat, so conceivably you could get those 5 runs, so we'll call it a draw.
Well, do you see how the rules were like the spirit of the game, so they're just like, yeah, you guys should probably win. Oh no, after you.
Wait, can you retire, like, as in I'm bored, I don't want to bat
they do that all the time. So then it's on the news every now and then where the guy, like, you know, retires at a certain number of runs because he's bored, like, or tired.
I've got 100.
And he's not out. He's just like, I'm done with it. You take over.
Yeah, he's like, I've got 100 and this will, like, be a good record if I leave.
The batting team's captain may declare the innings closed even though some of his players have not turned to bat. This is a tactical decision, usually because he believes his team have scored sufficient runs and need time to dismiss the opposition in their innings.
Yeah, so they're like, don't worry, we've already beat you before you've even played. Psych. Like,
you know what I think the difference is between cricket and other sports?
A lot.
Horrible. Yeah, but I'm guessing like the commentators in cricket seem kind of bored with their
work. Yeah. See, with soccer you get low score and the guy gets like the high energy.
Yeah. But cricket is just, and here we are again, and it's a nice day, and pitch seems to still be intact, so
they actually have
a long game coming up.
But dude, I've actually heard them say that where they're like, welcome back to day 4. The turf's in pretty good condition. Like,
actually. Like, at the point where the guy's like, yeah, the grass seems pretty nice to him. Like, you know, and you yeah, see yeah, declare like, the game over, it's done.
They check it, they'll, like, touch the grass and go, like, yeah, it's good. Grass, like, the problem is because they're playing so much on the ground, otherwise they could spend time watering it.
I want to pick new word picture. Stool ball.
What
comes into your mind? They presumably sort of like piece them together.
It's like a cow pen.
And, you know, you bowl with the turn. Like that sort of was
the
right.
The dead ball era.
The dead ball era.
Medical term: see, fecal stool ball.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here! Hang on a minute. That's not even a real entry.
No.
Someone's added that. And
it sounds like.
Mate, I've dropped a stool ball. Stoolball makes an appearance in the dictionary of Samuel Jackson, like
the dictionary.
The dictionary.
Yeah.
So I have to believe it exists. I can't disbelieve it. That's
it apparently exists. Like Shakespeare mentions it.
So what was stoolball?
It's cricket in the air.
Now, by in the air, do you mean they're jumping or?
I don't know.
Milking stools as a wicket.
There's really not much of a description gotcha. Here.
No.
There's an ancient mystical illustration, and then it says, you know, since the 60s, popularity has faded. And I'm like, yeah, since like the 1760s by the look of it. But
as it is played today, the bowler attempts to hit the wicket with the ball, and the batsman defends it using a bat shaped like a frying pan.
Okay, so they have...
This is made up.
They have a milking stool because of the cows, and then there's like, they run in and grab their mum's frying pan.
Yes.
It's like stick ball, but... You know, with other
have stuff. You noticed that the entire description rules has no references?
Yes. Do you think because like this used to be like a you know really high stakes betting thing?
Yeah.
Like the whole sport is actually just a scam.
Yes. Which is why it just lasts as long as
it's just like and the game's over. Game's not over, buddy. Big Vinny says you keep playing. Yeah, we got a lot of money riding on this, so it's over when we say it's over.
Oh, that's why your guy can retire as well.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I'm playing well, but I'm out of it. It's like, but you're not out. No, I am. That's part of the rules. It's cool. Makes it even easier to fix. It's like, yeah, Vinny says you take a dive in the third fucking round. Yeah, you can do that. Well, if it was a true gentleman thing, like, then... Agree on the outcome before the match.
Yes. Yeah, so okay, here's my question. When they do, like, test cricket, do they just play one test game, or...
Jeez, I mean...
No, but seriously, like, is there, like, a... Like, yeah, a tournament yeah. structure, or is it just the one yeah. game?
No,
well, due to the orbit of the Earth,
play.
You can only fit about 40 games in a year.
Yeah, Grant, I was going to say.
Like, yes, you can only fit, like, 20 games in a season.
The test games, they
ever.
Don't do 20 games and shit like that. It's just, like, the number of countries, and it's like, that country plays that one, and that one plays that one, and then fucking... There's not that many countries that even play it. Yeah.
Just a minute, man. The Afghanistan Cricket Board is some sort of terrorist that's not very good at, like, hiding what it's doing, because... That's not real.
What? It's a member.
I'm sorry, I'm not. You know,
it's possible they're not terrorists. It's probably just some, you know, corrupt government division that's funneling money out of the country.
It seems like some sort of scam. Like, it's something... Someone's up to no good there.
They have been a member just as long as Ireland, and we know there's no terrorists in Ireland.
Cricket was first played in Afghanistan during the Anglo-Afghan Wars, with British troops reported having played cricket in Kabul in 1839.
See?
Unlike many other many countries, no lasting cricket legacy was left by the British, and it would be more than 100 years before cricket returned.
Yeah, like some soldiers played it there, and the Arabs that were watching were like, what are these people doing? What is wrong with them? Well, they couldn't tell that there was actually a sports game going on. They thought the soldiers were just waiting for something.
Like all sports, cricket was originally banned by the Taliban, but it became an exception in 2000. I assume the Taliban ruled that, like, you know, like, entertainment and stuff, like, distract you from the pursuit of godliness, but cricket obviously isn't entertaining, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's just...
In fact, it's tedious and torturous, so...
It's just like a religion.
Also, unlike other sports where there's kind of a lot of action and shit, like, in cricket, you could take a prayer break.
Yes.
And no one would notice.
Yes. Yes. For, like, 10 minutes. It's literally in part of the game.
Yeah, you're right, maybe that's it, because they've got, like, breaks for teas and, like, prayers and shit, like...
Yeah. I'm sure they would totally let you have a prayer break.
Hang on a minute.
The men can have a tea break.
You're telling me, within just months before 9/11, the Taliban suddenly allowed cricket over there?
Yes, and the Afghan Cricket Federation was elected as an affiliate member of the ICC the following year. Think about it.
I'm thinking, dude.
All the pieces, man.
Yeah. Think about it.
I mean, just think about it. You know, in 2000, Afghanistan negotiates from an oil pipeline running from Pakistan to Turkmenistan. And then later that year, they lift the ban on cricket and become members of the ICC mere months before the American invasion. Think about it.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.